This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. For the first time in years, Browns fans are upbeat heading into Super Bowl weekend. That's because the team that went 0-16 last year is predicted by many to make the playoffs next year. Terry, for once, it seems like the Browns have a clear vision in the offseason with general manager John Dorsey at the helm.
It's stunning if you do look back a year, because it is very hard to lose every single game in the NFL. It's only happened twice. The Detroit Lions did it, and then the Browns in 2017 did it. And, you know, John Dorsey had been on the job a little over a month at this point. You fast forward 12 months, how many Pro Bowlers did the Browns have?
They had four this time, which was a lot.
Yeah, Joel Bitonio.
Miles Garrett,
Jarvis Landry, and Denzel Ward. Two of those four players were acquired by Dorsey.
Rookie of the Year is named this weekend, and it's probably going to be rookie quarterback Baker Mayfield.
It probably will be. From what I can tell, I've been researching it. There's different Rookie of the Year awards that go out, but the last time the Browns had a Rookie of the Year was 1982, and it was a guy named Chip Banks. It's funny, because even when they've had, like, I thought maybe Bernie Kosar did, but he only played half a year, or some of these others. And Mayfield set a lot of records for not just the Browns as a rookie quarterback, but for NFL quarterbacks as rookies. So you have a quarterback. You have a general manager who clearly can bring in talent.
And the new coach is Freddie Kitchens, who this time last year, we didn't even know who he was.
I don't think that you did, unless you happen to be a big Arizona Cardinal fan, where he was an assistant coach there. He was brought in at the end of January, and I doubt even Freddie Kitchens would imagine that, you know, he would be the head coach of the Browns a year later. They finished 5-3, and Kitchens just seemed to be the inspiration to get Mayfield playing at almost an all-star level. And so when they came to make a head coach, that's who they did. And Amanda, I mean, it's not just me saying playoffs are a realistic possibility. The Browns are going to become kind of the favorite of the national media, the next team to come out of nowhere.
This is the time of year when Browns fans start thinking about the draft, which is Cleveland's version of the Super Bowl, because the Browns have usually gotten the number one pick. This year, the team doesn't even pick till 17th. Nobody's really paying any attention.
Now it's just they're just going to take some guy, a defensive lineman or a linebacker or something. It's not that we've got to get a quarterback. In fact, I don't know if Browns fans know how to live in the offseason without the got to get a quarterback. That's all gone. What I think they'll do is, you know, now you just try to add some more linemen and maybe a receiver. You don't even need a running back. Among the top five rookies in the NFL was Nick Chubb, running back drafted. And in other words, a lot of the blocks that you build your team around are actually in place. And part of the reason they were able to actually hire some better assistant coaches with more experience and so on is because these guys looked at the Browns and said, you know, I could probably have a job here for a few years. They got a quarterback. They got a running back. They got a general manager who knows what he's doing, and hopefully a rookie coach that can, you know, come through. I mean, Freddie Kitchens got to prove himself in that job. But, Amanda, I never dreamed at this point towards the end of January that we would be talking about, when the Super Bowl is happening a year ago, that a year later, the Browns would be a viable playoff contender. And I'll tell you this, when you look at the division, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Baltimore, the team on the rise is Cleveland. And if you think about it, the Browns beat the Bengals twice. They beat Baltimore once. And they tied with Pittsburgh. Usually those teams, is, you know, the Browns were their punching bag. The easy win Sunday.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Interesting. It's going into the Super Bowl weekend, not thinking such doom and gloom.
And just kind of having a lot of confidence in the front office to do the right stuff, come free agency in the draft once again.
All right, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.